Part 4. You are going to hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Claire, who does mountain running. For questions 24 to 30, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Today I'm talking to Claire Bradshaw about mountain running. Claire, it sounds exhausting running up and down mountains.
Well, like any sport, it takes practice, but everyone has to start somewhere. Actually, calling it mountain running makes it sound worse than it is. Most people run up and down hills rather than mountains, or several hills in one session.
Phew! Do a lot of people do mountain running?
Yes. The runs take place in countryside with the right landscape. Areas like the Lake District and the Highlands of Scotland are very popular. But this doesn't stop people from the city taking part. For example, I drive to my club from my city apartment, and there are hundreds of clubs, so you'll probably find one not too far from home.
Where did it originate?
Well, there are records of people doing this going back nearly 1,000 years. It's always been associated with country fairs and festivals. People would challenge each other to run to the top of a hill and back again. Over time, it became formalised, and nowadays, a run is usually a standalone national event, or sometimes an international event.
What are the tougher courses like?
There's a race called the Dragon's Back, which takes place over 5 days and over a distance of 200 miles across the Welsh mountains. But before listeners sign up for it, I should point out that only people with lots of experience are allowed to enter.
How can you get started in the sport?
Well, you start with something easy and work your way up to more challenging runs, depending on your fitness and motivation. If you're keen to enter races, you'll find they're graded in terms of distance and height. But just as people start jogging without necessarily wanting to run a marathon, you don't have to enter mountain running races.
How does mountain running differ from road running in terms of difficulty?
In some ways, it's less of a strain on your body. A lot of running injuries are due to the repetitive nature of the movement, the repeated impact on the same part of the foot when running along hard roads. Whereas in mountain running, you're constantly having to adjust your footing or body to deal with different surfaces.
But surely it's very demanding.
Yes. Even experienced runners need to get used to running over rough grass, rocky paths, up hillsides or through mountain streams. And running downhill is more difficult than running uphill. You find yourself going faster and faster when running downhill, which can be frightening when you're not used to it.
You will now hear part 4 again.
Today I'm talking to Claire Bradshaw about mountain running. Claire, it sounds exhausting running up and down mountains.
Well, like any sport, it takes practice, but everyone has to start somewhere. Actually, calling it mountain running makes it sound worse than it is. Most people run up and down hills rather than mountains, or several hills in one session.
Phew! Do a lot of people do mountain running?
Yes. The runs take place in countryside with the right landscape. Areas like the Lake District and the Highlands of Scotland are very popular. But this doesn't stop people from the city taking part. For example, I drive to my club from my city apartment, and there are hundreds of clubs, so you'll probably find one not too far from home.
Where did it originate?
Well, there are records of people doing this going back nearly 1,000 years. It's always been associated with country fairs and festivals. People would challenge each other to run to the top of a hill and back again. Over time, it became formalised, and nowadays, a run is usually a standalone national event, or sometimes an international event.
What are the tougher courses like?
There's a race called the Dragon's Back, which takes place over 5 days and over a distance of 200 miles across the Welsh mountains. But before listeners sign up for it, I should point out that only people with lots of experience are allowed to enter.
How can you get started in the sport?
Well, you start with something easy and work your way up to more challenging runs, depending on your fitness and motivation. If you're keen to enter races, you'll find they're graded in terms of distance and height. But just as people start jogging without necessarily wanting to run a marathon, you don't have to enter mountain running races.
How does mountain running differ from road running in terms of difficulty?
In some ways, it's less of a strain on your body. A lot of running injuries are due to the repetitive nature of the movement, the repeated impact on the same part of the foot when running along hard roads. Whereas in mountain running, you're constantly having to adjust your footing or body to deal with different surfaces.
But surely it's very demanding.
Yes. Even experienced runners need to get used to running over rough grass, rocky paths, up hillsides, or through mountain streams. And running downhill is more difficult than running uphill. You find yourself going faster and faster when running downhill, which can be frightening when you're not used to it.
This is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes so that you can copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Make sure you follow the numbering of all the questions. I will let you know when there is 1 minute left.